Hello and welcome to the podcast. Today's episode a little different to usual, recording on my phone, and will be a solo episode. Now, the reason for being here is a change of direction. All will be revealed through the episode as you listen through it. So reach out if you have any questions at any time. But the last 12 months have been an absolute roller coaster, and it's been a real challenge on a lot of levels. Now, on the one hand, just over a year ago, net assets hit the best they'd ever been. I was like, oh my God, killed it, absolutely killed it. And 14 months later, they absolutely were not at the same level. When I have run some calculations at points, it's been over 60% drawdown in net wealth. It's like, oh my God. And so all the decisions that one had made in terms of future spending, whether that be on a renovation or on a holiday or on where you might homeschool your kids, all of it comes into question. It's like, whoa, what in the hell just happened? Now, the truth is, I was heavily exposed to Bitcoin, and that was brilliant on the way up, 5x your purchasing power, but in hindsight, uncrystallized gains. Now, of course, this is a complex subject and an ongoing debate. The price action of Bitcoin, the exchange rate for digital scarcity. Is there a price you can put on that? But the reality of navigating one's conviction in Bitcoin and the concept of sound money and the ability to separate government from state, to separate money from state, and the importance of that, the importance of sovereignty, the importance of protecting yourself from monetary inflation or time theft. It's crucial, right? This is a huge subject. But when you are a husband with a wife and young kids and commitments, it's a complex thing. And what transpired is I was overexposed and vulnerable, and the volatility was too much. And it's just been a fascinating few months. So my net wealth dropped a massive amount. Like I just never expected that to be the case, but it's true. And so over the last 15 years now, to my father died when I was 20, sudden heart attack, absolutely brutal. Got a phone call on January 1st, 2009. Jake, you got to come home. Your dad's dead. Fuck. Okay. And a few years later, we decided to sell the family home that we'd grown up in. I was the eldest son, so it was given to me, and decided that I didn't want my mum living in his tomb for the rest of my life, and I had 10 years to figure out how to make the whole thing work. It didn't make sense for us as a family, and I remain very steadfast in that choice has been the right thing. But the result was in my mid-20s, I received an inheritance. It's like, okay, you've got some money. Well, what are you going to do with it? And that's taken me on this whole journey. So in many ways, the moment my father died, my life radically changed, and the trajectory that I was on altered forever. And so, okay, you've got some money, great. In my case, I initially received some from an inheritance, but people sell a business or they hit lucky in the casino. Like, who knows where you might get your money from? The point is, it's difficult. There's all these people out there selling you different products, all these ideas that you can follow yourself. There is risk, there is reward. There's a whole playing field of different things you can do. And over what's now been over 15 years, I've had some great wins, but also some losses. And none of them are ever easy to take. Now, as things have progressed, I've got more sophisticated in my approach. But like 12 months ago, if you said, Jake, by the way, you're going to be 60% down, I would have laughed. I'd be like, forget it, that's never going to happen. But here I am. And it is painful. Absolutely, it's painful. But because I've become more experienced over time, I've collected together tools, skills, frameworks that help me navigate this process. And in a sense, out of the pain, out of the frustration, the fear, the very obvious drop in purchasing power in dollar terms has come a huge moment for me, frankly. It's something I mentioned on an Instagram reel a few days ago, as I started this new program that I'm building and that I want to talk about on this podcast episode, it is the most important thing that's ever happened to me. Because out of that pain comes something that you build. And I heard a really interesting point this week by someone who said, adversity is an opportunity. Now, as an investor, I'm down. I'm not wiped out. And that is absolutely crucial. And so the question is, well, what have you still got? Well, yes, the financial capital is down, but from the lens of humanistic and intellectual that I like to describe, and anyone that's listened to this podcast before will know well this idea, my financial capital down, but intellectual capital up. Fascinating, right? And it really tees up this concept, like you can't lose, like not really. If you sit, you get past the emotion, past the fear. Breathe, you have to meditate, get your feet on the grass, like really tune into what's going on. There's just gold all around you in terms of intellectual capital, lessons that you're picking up along the way. And this is no better highlighted than an experience I had. So as Bitcoin was crashing, it's January, I'm like a rabbit in headlights, like what the hell's going on? I was stuck, frozen, didn't want to tell my wife what was happening, or wasn't as open with her as normal. Previously, I was creating statement of assets every week, and I actually did this. I said, "Oh, I think it's a bit volatile at the moment. I should push this out to monthly." I wasn't able to report to myself that it was coming down. And very interesting observation as I think about it in hindsight. But I was like, "Okay, well, Jake, what's a podcast done for you? Well, it's made an opportunity for you to learn, but also make some friends, and then so reach out to some friends." And one conversation in particular was so interesting. Shout out to my friend Ben. If he ever listens to this, he knows exactly who he is. I'm calling him, and I'm in Australia. He's back in the UK, and he's like, "The irony of right now, Jake, is what you think this is costing you is actually going to make you a lot more in the future." And it's like it's so hard to really understand that. Like, is that actually true? But I can kind of see it now. It's like, yes, it is. And because he was, oh, did that even, I hope that recorded. I'll have to double check. Because he was able to check in a few weeks later, it's like, what happened, Jake? And it was like, okay, well, a lot has happened. And so I'm going to read you the specific message. It's like, okay. He checked in. He's like, "Hey, mate, just checking in. Hope everything's settling down." It's like, yeah, okay. "Hey Ben, thanks for checking in. Settling down, yes." And this is my actual reply. "Bruised and battered, yes. Own less Bitcoin than I wanted, yes. Renovation paid for, yes. Fat being trimmed, yes." When I say renovation paid for, I was sitting there going, "Oh my God, my renovations are twice as expensive in dollar terms because the Bitcoin price has plummeted." But what do? Like you got to just cover the position, right? So I was a forced seller. Huge reality check. Nature in action. New guardrails in place and action that's been taken. So monthly reporting with the missus, actual expense tracking, cash flow forecasts, net asset summary, cash reserves. Aim is to have 18 months on the table at all times. Now, in this particular case, I sold Bitcoin again, forced seller, but to pay for some lifestyle tokens for the next few months, and it could have an equity sale inbound in May, June time. That would bolster the cash reserves for another 12 to 18 months. I've input a capex rule. Only if you feel wealthy enough in that moment do you commit any capex in fiat terms. The example here specifically being a renovation that I committed to in October. My wife warned me specifically, "Jake, we should take some money off the table." In December, we had that conversation, and I ignored her. Really, really silly decision, and a huge mirror moment for me to reflect on how valuable the relationship actually is with my wife and how I need to listen to her more. And that's a big lesson from this. It doesn't come through in this message, but that's another angle to the humanistic capital that's come out of it. So if you commit, take all the funds off the table there and then to manage cash flow. Never again speculate on price when making a large reallocation decision. Now, of course, had it gone up, it would have felt amazing, but if it had gone the other way, well, in this case, it has. It's actually a far better lesson. Now, in this case, it's also an element of cash flow, right? I wasn't creating any cash flow. So the big reveal being, as an investor alone, not creating yield on my time. My self-worth is attached to a net worth, which my major volatility up and down is actually an inefficient slash stressful place to be. My job as a father is to provide stability, durability, strength, safety. Being long only Bitcoin in drawdowns proved to be too intense for family life. Going forwards, I'm going to work again. Now, in this case, I was looking at building a small business, buying a small business from someone retired. That's evolving. This coaching program that I'm about to run you through is what I'm going to build. So it's very interesting. I said, let's catch up. You know, financial capital down, intellectual and humanistic capital significantly increased. Ultimately, I'm learning to be a better manager of things. In the future, I plan to never be a forced seller again, but rather an accumulation machine sitting underneath me that is better at navigating the vol. And his reply, fucking magnificent stuff, man. 10 out of 10. Now, that's pretty massive, right? And I'm hoping that that was coming through as a recording. But the crux of that being that the Bitcoin price drawdown has enabled a moment to allow me to see where I was exposed and where I was inefficient, where I was underperforming. And I'm now unable to adopt all those things. And what it really is, it's become a coaching program. So I'm building something called the Durable Man. And it's really not just this most recent drawdown as a lesson. That's the first phase. It's called the foundation. And it's a review of, you know, everything you're doing right now financially. So what are your expenses? What's your cash flow? What's your net assets? And then looking at how you make decisions on what to buy, when to buy. And equally, what do you do with your time? How are you creating a yield on your time? That's the base case. That's the first 3 months of the program. That's $3,000. And then I'm hoping most people will want to kick into the deeper work from that functional pain point. It's like, okay, well, who am I? And I want to work with people on their values, set a future vision. What is the self-image that you're working towards? Then it'll be a deep dive onto like sound money and looking at asset classes and what's the difference between saving and investing. And when you have in your mind liquidity, volatility, risk, counterparty, what does it mean to look at all the different assets that sit out there? And say, okay, well, obviously Bitcoin's a part of that. But then it's like, okay, what's the kind of macro situation at the moment? What are the short-term risks that are involved from a war, for example? What costs have you got coming up? What's the tax scenario? And then the final piece of the puzzle, which is the last 3 months, is really then about the identity work and disconnecting that self-worth and net worth, thinking about how I can help people to generate capital on their time, to generate cash flow. And so it's a full 12 month working with me one-on-one. The price for the 12 months is 10,000. And I have just put an offer out there. So I've sent it out to some warm contacts. This is now a podcast episode about it. And really what I want to help people do is learn from all the mistakes that I've made, like 15 years plus of heading in directions that were dead ends or making decisions that just could have been so much better. And so to some people, $10,000 might sound like a lot, but actually when you're allocating large sums of money, that's nothing. And the mistakes that those decisions can make in terms of loss of capital are far higher than any price you're going to pay for a coaching program like this. So if this resonates and you want to reach out and get in touch, check out the Instagram videos I've been posting, send me a DM on Insta, or reach out to me on Signal if you have my phone number, or lastly, my email address, hi@jakewoodhouse.io. Anyway, a slightly different podcast episode for today. Very proud to be launching The Durable Man. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast over the years.